Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Liam.
So tell us a little about this report. Who puts it together?
So this is the most comprehensive evaluation to date on what the climate impacts are going to be to our economy, our health, our agriculture, and our environment. And there are 13 different federal agencies that put this report together for Congress every 4 years. The findings this year aren't just about future predictions, but also the impacts that we're already seeing. And it includes a whole chapter on the Pacific Northwest, painting a pretty vivid picture of what's in store for us.
What do they say?
The report predicts more extreme weather, creating more landslides, flooding, droughts, and wildfires. And, you know, we've kind of heard that over the years. We've heard some things like that. But this report adds a lot about profound impacts to our culture and our way of life.
How so?
So if you think about it, our economy depends pretty heavily on natural resources. We do a lot of forestry, fisheries, agriculture, and outdoor recreation. And climate change threatens all of those. The report predicts a lack of snow from climate change could cut all snow-based recreation revenue by 70%. And with spring starting earlier, crops could start blooming before we have the insects around to pollinate them. Then there are the things that we might not even think about when it comes to climate change, like our health. And you know, warmer temperatures are going to bring more mosquitoes, according to the findings. And as a result, we're going to see more mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. That means more people getting infected and even dying from that virus.
Now, we're already seeing some of these effects, aren't we?
Yes, that's right. We saw a lot of them during the 2015 drought, according to this report. That year is actually kind of a preview of our future with climate change. The temperatures were several degrees above normal, with record low snowpack, rampant wildfires, and huge agricultural losses. And we had toxins from harmful algal blooms that closed fisheries along the coast. We saw salmon die-offs because of warmer water temperatures in rivers and streams.
Does the report include recommendations for what we should do?
Yeah, you know, the report says there's still a lot we don't know about exactly how we're going to respond to all of this. We all should be reducing our carbon emissions, but we should also start looking for ways to adapt and reduce our risk. So they say we need to prepare our infrastructure for more stress in the future, prepare for stronger storms, hotter heat waves, bigger wildfires. They say we need backup plans for when things go wrong. So if a landslide or a drought takes out a key source of groundwater, we need a second source to turn to. And they suggested something interesting to me, at least, that we should develop water markets so that people who have water could sell it to people who need it. They said we don't really have systems for that just now. And we could also start growing more of our own seafood using aquaculture instead of catching wild species in the ocean, and that could prevent extinctions.
Sounds like the takeaway is strap in. It's going to be a rough ride.
Yeah, brace yourselves.
Okay. Thanks, Cassandra.
Thank you.